This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's Friday. We have made it. The week is coming to a close, but Thursday stole the show of the week. Of course, it was the opening round of the 2024 NFL Draft taking place in Detroit. You know, Detroit's excited. They have a lot of things to be excited about these days, but having the draft there was big time. I mean, even from the beginning of the night, Detroit showed up and showed out. My favorite thing, right off the top of the show, Roger Goodell coming out onto the stage with, no joke, my favorite rapper, maybe of all time, definitely when I was a bit younger, Eminem. I was so pumped to see him. The crowd was pumped to see him. That was an awesome start to what was actually a really interesting and cool first round of the NFL draft as well. So let's get into it, what we saw, what I noticed, what I liked. First and foremost, obviously, we were talking about it all morning yesterday. Caleb Williams, as predicted, went number one. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the guy. You know, he really showed a very humble side to himself leading up to the draft when he was back in the green room, when he was talking to Molly McGrath after accepting, you know, the position, if you will, standing alongside Roger Goodell. He just had a nice air to him. And also, I got to give him some props on his outfit. I made a joke yesterday morning about, is he going to show up wearing a dress? He looked very, very sharp in that suit. So, you know, if painting his nails means he's going to wear a really nice outfit, then okay, I guess I can get on board there. So Caleb Williams going number one, no one was surprised there. But number two, Jaden Daniels going second to the Commanders. I don't know necessarily if he was expected to go number two, but two quarterbacks in a row, no one mad about it. There are a lot of quarterbacks people were expecting to see fly off the board very quickly. And then number three, another quarterback right away, Drake May being taken by the Patriots. This was a move. I think a lot of people didn't know what to expect if Drake May was going to go to the Patriots, if he was going to fall to the Giants. We had a conversation about that yesterday as well. But this is the fourth time, only the fourth time that quarterbacks have gone one, two, three in the draft. So there we go. Moving on. Speaking of the Giants, I know there was a big conversation about, you know, who the Giants were going to take. There was the conversation with Clay and myself yesterday about J.J. McCarthy going to the Giants. That was his prediction. Unfortunately, Clay, you were wrong in that prediction. The Giants didn't even take a quarterback. So Danny Dimes still going to be their guy for the upcoming season. But definitely a surprise. I will say nobody saw coming. The number eight pick. Another quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. to the Falcons. Shocker. I mean, honestly, I don't think anybody was really predicting that one to happen. Not even the guy who plays quarterback on that team, Kirk Cousins. He put it out there. He was like, listen, I knew there was a possibility they might take a quarterback, but I was not expecting that in the first round. So that caught him off guard. And I can only imagine he is feeling some type of way, probably knowing that his butt is probably on the line at this point. So, sorry to Kirk Cousins, not the way you wanted your night to pan out, but a good get for the Falcons. Finally, Vikings trading up to number 10. Who did they take? J.J. McCarthy. They had to trade up. Otherwise, they didn't know where he was going to go. Maybe he would have fallen to the Broncos. It was unclear at that point. So good on them getting another quarterback. But I mean, when you look at the numbers, as far as how many quarterbacks were taken, six quarterbacks to go in the first 12 picks. That's the first time this has ever happened. So lots of quarterbacks flying off the board. And then we saw the final quarterback in the top 15 going to Denver. They ended up taking Bo Nix. Yeah, that's crazy. Half a dozen quarterbacks going off the board with the first 12 picks. Okay, finally, we've talked a lot about offense. What about defense, right? Everyone's like, when are the defensive players going to get taken? Well, finally, it happened, and it happened by my Colts. They decided not to follow the crowd. They took a defensive player, and good for them, right? We'll see what the Colts are able to accomplish this season. I'm not so confident, but You know, that's been the case probably for a few seasons now. So I'm not holding my breath for anything special for them this year. But speaking of defense, Terrion Arnold, you know, a guy that was really publicized highly leading up to the draft. He was one of only about 13 guys in the green room. He looked incredible in his suit, which we will get to in just a second. But Terrion Arnold, definitely the star of the night as far as Detroit was concerned, because he was taken by the Lions, 24th pick. They traded up to get him, and the crowd went absolutely wild. Not to mention, because he's an Alabama boy, Nick Saban had a fun little anecdote to share after he was chosen. He said on the draft telecast, quote, "He's my wife's favorite. He'd come to my house and play Rummikub." Isn't that cute? I really like Terrion Arnold. I feel like he would be a good time. Good old Alabama boy now going to Detroit. That'll be a fun environment for him. Also, Terrion said after he was chosen, he's likely going to give his Lions jersey to his high school janitor, Mr. Joe Biggs, because he taught him so many different life lessons. Terrion Arnold, who knew? What a charismatic guy. What a fun guy. But one of the reasons I really loved Terrion Arnold, and I personally had my eye on him, was because I knew he was going to come dressed to impress. Did you see him? The salmon, like almost metallic-y looking suit, super sharp. He opened up the sides of his jacket even before the draft began. He showed the inside. It was completely custom embroidered. The other side, there was a picture of him with his family, him with his team. It was so cool. And one of the reasons I was ultra invested in this suit was because I actually had a conversation with the suit designer. Yes, the exact suit designer who custom made Terrion Arnold's suit for the draft. And guess what? I've got that conversation to share with all of you right here on the program. So let's get to that one right now. All right, guys. Well, as a woman, I can't help but notice not only, you know, what the athletes were able to accomplish in the draft, but how they were dressed. And here to thank for at least Terrion Arnold's look, that defensive back that was taken early on coming from Alabama, we have Tom Marcatelli. He's the founder and creative director of Gentleman's Playbook, aka Gents Playbook on social media. He's responsible for Terrion Arnold's look, along with many other of your favorite athletes. Really, really incredible looks as we look back from time to time when they've had to really show out in some proper attire. So, Tom, first of all, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Charlie. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm great. How about you?
I'm amazing. First of all, like, I'm just so impressed. I met you at Super Bowl. We have some mutual friends and we were able to connect, and you told me what you did, which I found so fascinating because obviously I'm super into fashion myself.
Right.
How did you get into clothing design in the first place?
Yeah, it's a very unique story because I have a finance degree from Boston College. So everything I've done in terms of my custom clothing business, it's all self-taught. So while I was working at a hedge fund in New York City, I had a custom clotheser designing suits for me. I've always wanted to be in a perfectly tailored, you know, custom three-piece suit wherever I was going to major events, weddings. And at the end of the day, he just couldn't get the fit the way that I wanted. And my wife said to me one night, you know, I bet you could do this better than him.
Wow.
And I said, you know, maybe I could, but, you know, I wasn't so sure about leaving my hedge fund job. But, you know, she and I said, maybe we'll create an Instagram. And I started every night I would go out in the suits. I would have her take a picture of me and then I would put it on Instagram. And I started the page, called it Gentleman's Playbook. Honestly, at that point, it was more of like a menswear blog. And then it really turned into a business when NFL players started DMing me and asking me, hey, who makes those suits? And I'll never forget, one guy said, can you make me look like you? And I was so flattered. And I said, okay, I think we have a business now. So I did it on the side as a side hustle for a year and a half. And I got about 25, 30 athletes. And then I left the hedge fund, went full throttle, full time. And I've been doing it full time 8.5 years now. So this is year 10 of Gents Playbook. And I have over 400 athletes that I'm in charge of.
Was the trade-off like, yes, I can make you look like me if you can make me play like you?
No, it's if you can pay me like you get paid.
Perfect. That's even better. That's even better. Show me the money, right? Okay, so 400 athletes under your umbrella now. Who was the very first athlete that reached out to you that you started to work with?
And I just quoted him, Chase Daniel, who he just recently retired, but he was the backup QB on the Chiefs at that time. He's one of the most, probably the most successful backup quarterback ever in terms of career and career earnings. He has a fantastic agent. He's a fantastic guy too, Chase. He is the one that messaged me and said, can you make me look like you? And he really got the ball rolling. And he said, hey, you know, I'll fly you out to Kansas City. And the funny thing is, from a business perspective, that was the first and only time I let a client pay for my airfare. Because I said to myself, no, he volunteered and it was my first time. So I'm thinking maybe this is how it works.
Yeah.
But from a business perspective, if I'm coming to create suits for you and I want you to buy them, why would I charge you my airfare?
Yeah.
So ever since then, you know, I pay my own way and come show up on my own dime, which the players definitely appreciate.
Okay. So Chase was the first.
He was number one.
And then ever since, I mean, I won't ask you every single athlete you've worked with, and we would take up the entire time for this interview, naming all 400. Who are some of the most exciting guys that you've worked with and also guys that have really just become regular clients of yours?
Yeah. And you know what? The 99% of the guys have stayed regular.
Wow.
I mean, the loyalty,
that says a lot.
The loyalty is exceptional. It means so much to me because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not just their clothier. I'm not just creating looks for them. I'm getting them excited and hyped to go into every week, their games, major events like the draft, like the NFL honors. And, you know, the relationships that I've built with them is just, it's extraordinary. It makes what I do so special. But to answer your question, I'll slowly start the list.
Ooh, there we go.
Leave anybody out because there's so many that mean so much to me, but I'll start with Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the best rest player in all of sports. I'm just going to say it. I mean, he comes every single week. It's unbelievable. Some guys just know how to wear a suit. You know, I'm delivering a perfectly tailored suit, right? But they still have to put it on. I'm not there to put it on them physically unless it's an award show. And I just think he does it far and away better than anybody else. Shannon Sharpe, maybe the best man on television.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. But I mean, and that guy, before I became a clothier, I would watch him on the CBS NFL morning shows, and I would send pictures of him to the guy making my suits. And I would say, I want to look like that guy. I want my suits to look like Shannon's. Fast forwards, you know, I've been working with Shannon now for about 6 years, but now he comes to me for, you know, 8 to 10 suits a year, and especially when he has bigger events. So that's, you know, super flattering. Josh Allen, we'll stick with the quarterbacks. Josh Allen of the Bills. I made Joe Burrow's famous Super Bowl suit, the gray and black tiger stripe suit that went viral all over the place. I wish he won the game. It would have been that suit maybe hanging in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, if he did. Jimmy Garoppolo, the supermodel of the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, you know, soon to be Hall of Famer. I dress him for several Super Bowls, and now I dress him for all the events he goes to, you know, red carpets that he and his girlfriend are on. Ezekiel Elliott, Mike Evans, Alvin Kamara, Kyle Rudolph, who's recently retired, Justin Simmons, free agent.
My gosh.
I mean, we could
so
go.
These are big names. These aren't, you know, second, third string guys we're talking about. You have really captured some of the biggest names in sports. I mean, and we're just talking right now football. I mean, you
right.
work with other athletes from other different organizations, I imagine, too, baseball, basketball. Are you working with all of them as well?
Absolutely. You know, baseball, Fernando Tatis Jr., every suit or casual fit you see him in, you know, he's one of the faces of MLB right now. I've worked with him for several years. Ronald Acuna, I dressed him for the All-Star red carpet last year. That's another big red carpet in July. It's the MLB All-Star. I usually dress anywhere from 10 to 15 guys for that carpet in one day, which is, you know, super exciting.
Okay. So listen,
Eric Hosmer, another legend, another MLB legend, Eric Hosmer.
Well, I obviously know Eric because I know
right.
Casey, his wife, and that's
right.
how you and I started talking at Super Bowl. I think we both realized that we knew Casey, and that
right.
was our mutual connection, which is so
yeah.
cool.
About 150 pieces of mine in the closet.
Unreal. Well, Eric Hosmer is definitely, I mean, when you think of well-dressed athletes, Eric Hosmer certainly comes to mind. I mean, he always looks super sharp, so.
Absolutely. And he is.
I will give all the credit to you, my friend. Okay, so let's get to the draft. What's it like seeing your creation on such a big stage like the NFL draft? Last night, of course, being on the body of Terrion Arnold, and where did that inspiration come from?
First of all, it's always humbling, to see my work on the big screen, on the big stage. But it's more so rewarding that, these players that have worked, he's worked his entire life to make it onto that stage for the NFL draft. And he reached out to me to make the suit, which is, 10 years into Gent's playbook, first half of this journey, I was reaching out. Some people would come to me too, but now for the bigger events, I'm at home doing my thing, or I'm out traveling, and my phone rings, and his mom hit me up, and she's like, "Hey, I've actually worked in the stylist world before, and I
Oh
was
my gosh.
told by several people you are the guy to make my son the best dressed guy on the carpet." And that's always my goal. And I did a little research on him first. I watched some interviews, and I love that he is Mr. Personality. First of all, he's very
Yes.
outspoken. He's very charismatic, something that you can't teach. So I knew he wasn't going to shy away from a bold color. And boy, do I have no shortage of that. So, I flew down to Florida to meet him when he was doing workouts, and I pulled out 25, 30 different fabrics, and from a very special exclusive collection that no other custom clother even knows where to find, which I love and they love too. So, I mean, this is a one of one. I'm not going to make this fabric for anybody else. But I know, as everyone saw, an electric salmon abstract print with a little silver accent, a two-piece suit, shawl collar painted on this man. I mean, this guy is shredded. I mean, he has a 30-inch waist.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, and he's like 100, but not 190, 200 pounds, but I mean, just shredded. So at the end of the day, my job is to just outline, his body. And at the same time, leave him comfortable. But I told him after we picked it, and then I actually flew down last week to do a final fitting. And I put it on him, and he just looked up at me, and he's like, "This is it. This is the one." And I said,
This is sweet.
"You'll see the look on his face." And he's so young. It was just it's special. But to see how it all came to fruition, and him being on that stage, standing so proudly, I mean, best dressed.
Okay, so listen, this is not a ordinary suit that you're pulling off the racks at Brooks Brothers. I mean, like you said, this is material that you only know where to source. You are making it custom, specific to his measurements, which we'll get into in a second, are unlike any other measurements that you'll find from the everyday man.
You said it. Yeah.
What does this cost a person to get one of your suits like this? Like this electric salmon with the silver piping. What I mean, this has to be expensive.
Yeah, it's a $4,000 suit
Okay.
for sure. And I
And is
will
that
say
on, is 4,000 on, like, is that pretty average, or is that on the low end, or is
mine
that
on the
high
higher,
end?
because it's a more unique fabric, a more limited fabric. But typically my suits range between 3 and 5,000. The Dax of the world, they're only seeing the $5,000 fabrics because, he needs all one of one for him. If Dak has it, no one else is even seeing it. But for Terrion, and typically a kid doesn't have a lot of money coming out of college. Now with Neil, they do. But I will say his agency took care of the bill, which I thought was very, very,
Oh, nice.
yeah, investing in their client, right? But typically, again, I'm a businessman first, right? So you typically don't see my work at the NFL draft. This is only my third draft suit in 10 years. First was Saquon Barkley. Second was Jermaine Johnson, who's on the Jets, both first rounders. And the NFL draft is freebie suit time from all the other
Yeah.
more up and coming clothiers that really want to get their work onto that big stage, right? That's their goal. They want to be able to get tagged on social media and have that content. Whereas, so it's in their best interest to
That
do it for
makes sense. But you wouldn't use as much because if you can get it for free, a lot of people are like, why would I pay when someone else would give it for free? But obviously, Tarion's mom was the one who reached out to you, which is awesome.
And she said, "Look, there's four or five clothiers that are dying to make a free suit for Terrion, but we want him in the best, and we know you get what you pay for, especially with me," her words. So, you know, I was happy to do it. But yeah, typically at the draft, you'll notice, you know, a lot of sponsored suits. Even some companies will come in. In fact, I think we saw maybe a Gucci collaboration there one night too. So like, it's not, you know, not just custom clothiers. But yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, that never would cross my mind, but
Yeah,
it makes
I brought it up.
total
So,
sense.
yeah.
Okay, so we got price out of the way. Now we're talking measurements. I mean, you talked about his waistline, 30 inches. There's got to be some guys that you're making that the waistline's quite a bit larger. The arms, I mean, Shannon Sharpe is like a massive dude. Like, how big are his thighs?
First of all, he is maybe the most fit man in my under the umbrella, as you said. And
Yeah.
he's 54 or 55 years old.
My God.
He is still beyond shredded. I mean,
Shredded.
chest is like a 48 and his waist is like a 37, 38. I mean, we're talking a 10 to 11 inch drop from chest down to waist. In
Wow.
fact, I just fitted Nick Bosa 2 or 3 weeks ago, 49ers, you know,
Yeah.
2 year defensive player of the year. And he, in fact, has the most freakish build that I've ever measured. His chest to waist was 12 inches different.
Wow.
And that broke the record for Aaron Donald, who had an 11 and 3/4 inch drop. So, I mean, like you said, I'm dealing with absolute monsters, you know, freaks of nature who cannot go anywhere to find a suit that remotely will fit them.
Yeah,
You know,
and you're doing the designing. You're not doing the sewing and the
absolutely
construction,
not.
right? Okay.
I would be able to be a father of three and sleep 9 hours a night if I was doing the cut, make, and tailoring. My tailors get all the credit for
Yeah.
that part, and they're based in LA. But I'm spoon feeding them the measurements to limit the chance of error,
Okay.
because I know from skin measurement to finish measurement what it needs to be, based on the experience of wearing the suits myself for so long.
Yeah.
But I think that puts me at an advantage as well.
Are there any new trends? Because I know we've seen suits evolve. You had the more, I mean, the old man, like kind of more of like boardroom looking suit, which you don't see most of the young athletes wearing. But now, then there was like the cropped pant, there was the more fitted, there's the jacket with two buttons versus three buttons. I mean, there's all different varieties of suits that you can create. Is there a trend right now that you're seeing becoming more popular?
There is, and I don't see it lasting very long, but you just referenced mostly fitted suits, and that's my bread and butter. But now, certain brands that are doing runway shows in Paris and Milan are showing oversized suits. Baggier pants, almost bell bottom fit at the bottom, a little bit looser in the body. I mean, your
Yeah.
face,
Yeah.
it
Not
says it all.
into it.
And again, for different people, for very thin models in Europe, they can pull it off because it's a different look. I'm dealing with athletic specimens that dedicate their lives in the gym and in the kitchen to having a perfect body for combat, right? So my job is to accentuate their work and show it off, for lack of a better word. So I always want to outline their body while having them be comfortable and let everybody see how fit this guy is, and in a suit, and almost look like a superhero if you think about it.
No, that makes total sense. I mean, as a female, with for someone who also like takes care of their body, I would not want to show up to a red carpet event in a burlap looking sack. Whereas
Exactly.
I would want something more fitted, show off what you've got, your assets, right? And I
Why not?
mean, that's exactly how men feel as well. And then what about getting inspo? I remember you said when you were younger, you would watch Shannon Sharpe on CBS in the mornings and you would draw inspo there, but as far as now, like how do you decide what your brand's going to represent and like what types of materials you're going to use and what, different fabrics you're going to use? Where do you pull all that from? Is there a factory of some sort that you have access to? You can see the inventory and the catalog of what they have, or they're like different countries that you kind of see, like, okay, what are they up to? Like, how do you keep your pulse on what's trending?
I love that question. First off, I don't think I get asked that, or if I've ever been asked that. The answer is, it's what do I want to wear myself? I test everything out on myself first, and it typically happens when my wife and I go on vacations. So we go to St. Bart's every May for her birthday. We go to Paris every year for my birthday. And what I I always want to
Good
be.
location choices.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I always want to be, you know, the best dressed person in whatever room I'm in, mostly because I'm trying to keep up with my wife. But I always want to be in things that no one else has. I want to be in fabrics, colors, prints that no one else is wearing. And when I do that, you know, I take pictures and videos when I'm out on these trips, and I, you know, I organically post it to my socials, and then I get text messages, you know, comments from existing clients like, oh, is that the vibe for this season? Mm. And that's kind of where it gets started. So right now I'm on a huge abstract silk print wave, you know, like saw Terry on in, because for so many years, right, I want to keep my clients happy. I'm not just going to put these guys in the same plaid suit, a solid suit, a pinstripe. Right. I want to push the envelope and do things that other people are not, all while still keeping that same tailored silhouette, right? Mm-hmm. And my resort collection is also a huge add-on with my guys. So I do matching short sets, you know, in vibrant, bright colors, not just
floral. You know, for them to casually wear on a yacht when they're on a summer vacation, if they so choose.
And that's literally what happens.
Yeah.
All guys are on a yacht 2-3 times in the off season. And, you know, I'll make them half a dozen matching shirt and short prints sets, because they can't go to Dior and wear that silk matching set that they sell and have it fit them. They can't.
Yeah, for sure.
And I also use, I don't want to give away, you know, some more keys to the sauce, secrets to the sauce here, but like stretch materials for guys that are.
Well, that just seems obvious, right? It has to be. Come on. Again, these guys are fluctuating in weight too, a little bit, you know, off season versus during season. They're packing on a little more, losing a little more.
You know, yeah. Again, comfort first. These guys, these are 300 pound chiseled guys. They want to be comfortable, right? So
I'm only a little over 100 pounds and I want to be comfortable. I mean, everybody wants to be comfortable these
Absolutely.
Days. That's just like a non-negotiable. If it's not comfortable, I don't care how good I look. Well, that's not true. There are certain occasions in which I will be comfort for look, but not rare, but not often.
Of course. I mean, getting on and off airplanes a lot, you know, we both travel a ton. My clientele travels a ton. Yeah. I don't want to hear, you know, I sat on that plane for 4 hours and my waist was pinching. Yeah. No.
So. Have you ever had any wardrobe malfunctions with your clients who are like, hey, listen, this is not on you per se or your tailors, but just like, they're like, hey bro, like I took a seat in my pants, split all the way open. Like, can you help me out?
Absolutely not. Knocking on wood over here. And by the way, that is absolutely on me. Everything is my responsibility.
Yeah.
I will say, so I would always take full responsibility. The only minor thing I can think of was early on in my journey, I made a bow tie for someone on a red carpet and it was a little loose and it was shifting. So, I mean, and a few of the red carpet pictures, it was off, you know, it was asymmetrical up in the air. That, you know, that drives me crazy because I'm maniacal with all this. And from that day, I changed how I made my bow ties and we haven't had a. So.
Yeah, of course. You know, some people just put it on wrong, but you want to make sure that it's kind of like a foolproof.
Right. It's more so the tight. And how it's sized first so that it doesn't move.
Yeah. Okay. A couple more questions before I let you go. One, besides all of these, you know, fun athletic driven events, you've got some of the vacation wear. Have you ever dressed anyone for their wedding yet?
Oh, have I? I mean, there's a whole highlight on the page of it. Tons of what, I mean, every athlete client that has been with me when they get married, 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Wedding. Yeah, and a lot of the times they'll.
Was Aaron Cosmer one of those guys?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Incredible. Were you at the wedding?
No, I wasn't there. Huh.
Okay.
But I just think it's cool because, you know, I know his wife.
Greatest wedding I've ever been to and may ever be to in my life. I dressed him. I made him three different tuxedos because they had a welcome party, they had a rehearsal dinner, and then the wedding, and then an outfit change in the wedding, make that four tuxes. But I also dressed the entire bridal party.
Oh.
I should say groomsmen. I'm not dresses. But I made every single one of his groomsmen a three-piece tux, and I was in the room getting them all dressed physically that day too. But that's something that I do a lot. Another famous wedding that I've done, Jordan Rogers and Joe.
I know who they are. I know Jordan personally, but of course the masses know them from The Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, I've worked with Jordan forever. And they were on, I believe they're on the cover of People in that. But yeah, I made him another two or three, I think three suiting outfits for that, a couple of tuxedos. But yeah, weddings, in fact, during when NFL's in their off season, I'm getting the orders for their weddings or weddings
Oh my
that,
God.
and weddings that they're going to. I mean, it's every week because every, you know, the off season, this is NFL wedding season.
Well, I asked the question and I was met with like, of course I have, you idiot. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that you
Really
are.
hope I didn't come across that way. I apologize.
No, I'm joking. Okay, I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that. Finally, last question. You have worked with so many top tier athletes. I mean, you're ultra grateful. You're getting referred, I'm sure, day in, day out. Who is the one person right now, if you could snap your fingers and design a suit for, they would be next on your list?
Tom Brady.
I knew it. I knew it. I'm so happy you said that.
Did you hear any hesitation there?
No.
Yeah, Tom's the ultimate goal, and I think that him going into the booth increases my chances. He should remember who I am. He and I met at a Super Bowl party in Miami 3 weeks before COVID hit in 2020, and we had a nice conversation for 3 or 4 minutes, all talking about how he's worn nothing but Tom Ford his whole career, and even told me that he doesn't have a specific deal with Tom, and you know, I was just fully complimentary because, in my opinion, he's the best-dressed athlete ever that doesn't work with me. And, you know, I said, hey, the day that you are looking for a change, I'm in a plane wherever you are. And I'm there the next day to personally fit you. I said, look, Tom Ford, he's my all time favorite menswear designer for sure. I've drawn a lot of inspiration from him, but Tom is more ripped up now. Right. So, I mean, he may need a refit. Tom Ford himself is not going to fly to refit Tom. He's Tom Brady. He's going to send somebody. Right. Well, Tom Marcatelli is going to be there the second that I'm needed. And, you know, I think I need another run in face to face and that I can close them. But I'm hoping it happens. I'm just putting that out into the air. But it's
I
on
mean,
my
what better like advertising do you need? Tom, leave Tom Ford, Tom Marcatelli. There you go.
You know, some of my clients call me the other Tom for that reason.
Yeah. You should have, I feel like there should be some type of like when the deal is secured, like there should be like a handshake emoji and it's like Tom, handshake, Tom.
Sound. I love the sound of that, Charlie.
Well, I'm so happy to have had the chance to catch up with you. It was great meeting you in Las Vegas. I wore my suit jacket for you. You know,
you are looking clean and fitted over there.
It's nothing fancy, but I just wanted to come dressed to impress since I was talking to the suit connoisseur himself.
I appreciate that, and flattered that you wanted to have me on. Honored, and had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait until the Tom and Tom collaboration actually takes place. But until then, you have probably surpassed any other custom clothier in the business, and you are just
wow.
Killing it. So,
to hear that.
Super excited for you.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
All right. Until the next time, take care.
Outkick the Morning will be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I mean, how cool to be able to design custom suits for all of your favorite athletes for them to wear on the biggest stages that exist. And now, Tom Brady, I'm looking at you. Time to let this Tom design one of your suits. Tom Ford is out. Tom Marcatelli is in. And now, finally, everybody, before I let you go, obviously, Cadillac Square, that's what they were calling the draft venue in Detroit, was on fire. People going nuts. Thousands and thousands of fans packed in there to get a glimpse of all of the action. Well, also among all of those thousands of fans was Outkick's own Joe Kinsey. He was there to capture the essence, capture the vibe, if you will. And here's what he found.
Welcome to the 2024 draft in Detroit, Michigan.
Welcome to the 2024 NFL Draft. Let's go, Skins, baby.
We're taking the number one pick, Caleb Williams, Super Bowl, and that's it. That's all we need. Bear down.
Hooray! Hooray!
Woo!
enjoyed your year.
What'd you say?
Suck it.
I hope you enjoyed your year.
How you feel about tonight's pick?
We shall see.
Yes, we will see. We will see about a lot of things. Shout out to Joe Kinsey for putting together that awesome piece. And yes, we will see what happens in the later rounds of the draft. We'll see what happens in the upcoming season of the NFL. And we will see if Caleb Williams pans out to be just as great as people think he is going to be for the Chicago Bears. All right, everybody, that is all we've got. The week is over. But what a fun week it was, right? The draft is in session. Everybody, make sure you're following me on social media at Charlie on TV, and make sure you get some rest over the weekend because I need to see all of you bright and early Monday morning for another episode of the show.